Jenny Vaughn, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Loving this rain as well. So
it is.
How are you guys?
It's nice. It's getting the dust and the funk and everything off that has collected here for the last couple of months. And it might be a little slick out there just because we haven't anything really clean off the street. So be
aware
be aware of that and give yourself a little bit of extra time. But no more cool sunrise pictures this morning. So that's, we'll have to take a morning off, but that's for it. Last time I saw you, we were flying the friendly skies.
Yes, I was. You and I joined the IU Hoosiers football team, and we went to Penn State. Boy, was that a whirlwind for me. That was awesome.
Those are pretty quick trips, aren't they?
Yeah, my friend Cindy Canarney with First Financial, as part of her package with the advertising with the Hoosiers, she was able to invite some friends, and I don't know why she chose Neville and Jenny Vaughn, but she sure did, and we were sure excited and grateful to her to allow us to do that. And boy, it was 110,000 people in the stadium, the student section, the noise. Oh, but the game, the score wasn't that good, obviously, but we had fun.
It was about the experience, and that was
that's exactly right.
A good time was had by all. So we had the back of the bus and the back of the plane rollicking the entire trip. And we'll do that again sometime. But that was fun to get everybody together for a time.
It really was. It was great. We had a blast.
So we're back to doing radio. No more jet setting.
Yeah, here we are.
Keith, do you have
I'm going on a plane. I'm going on a plane today.
Where are you going?
We're going to Arizona. I've got a niece who's getting married, and all my brothers and sisters. I've got 8 of them, and my son will be there. So we're gonna have a blast.
Well, outstanding.
Back on the plane again.
Big family celebration. Those are always fun.
Yep.
But
you have
to have something going on at Ivy Tech, don't you? Here in the first week of October. Well, hey, look, it's October.
You introduced Jenny as the chancellor. I'm going to refer
her name,
to
right?
her as the mother.
I've introduced her as the UN Secretary General,
right.
Senator, well, CEO, and President.
Jenny is the chancellor, but like a mother, she takes pride in what the students do. And Jenny, you got a couple of students that you wanted to single out. Because of what they've done.
Right. And the first person I wanted to just share is Josh Johnson, Joshua Johnson. I talked about him a little bit last week, and he spoke in front of our entire foundation for the college, so a couple hundred people were there, and he shared his story about how he got to Ivy Tech. I think I mentioned that, at one time he was homeless, living in his car, going to school, and he talked about how the scholarships that he received from Ivy Tech really helped him. And so I thought I would share a little bit more about Josh. I think I shared too that he is our Student Government Association president. He's currently working towards his associate degree in software development and paralegal studies. He is scheduled to graduate in May. I see no reason why he won't. But in last year, April of 2017, he placed second in the business idea event that we have called Duke It Out, with the business pitch competition, which we always talk about, and Duke Energy sponsors that. But he won, he came in second in that pitch competition because he has a business where he helps Chinese students in particular, but also international students, find places to live in Bloomington. He launched his business. It's called Youth Hopper, and he's got a website, youthhopper.com. So he helps these international students find housing. How he got to that point, he was he does Chinese language exchange. He's been doing that for a while, so he met a lot of Chinese students who were coming to Bloomington and were having a really hard time to find apartments. And so he started that business, and he's just thriving. And I just can't tell you how proud we are of Josh Johnson. So I just wanted to share that story specifically about him.
And you got another Jessica that you wanted to mention too.
Right, Jessica Quillen, and she's pursuing her degree in business administration. She's going to get an associate degree, and she is actually a Cook employee, and so Jessica has taken advantage of the Achieve Your Degree program, which is the program we've talked about many times. It's in contrast with just basic tuition reimbursement, and what Achieve Your Degree does is it's a deferral program that allows adults or people working for companies to defer their tuition. We help them with financial aid so that they get that first. And then at the end of a semester, after they earn their credits, the employer pays the remainder of the tuition. And it's really, really great. And she just says, you know, and I'll quote her, Ivy Tech's Achiever degree makes it easier for me to be a single parent to be able to pursue my degree. I've enrolled at Ivy Tech, and it's a place in my life where I was ready to make a change and better my life for both myself and my son. And so she's choosing a degree in business because she wants to get a better job, you know, a higher level job at Cook. She works at Cook Family Health Center, and she has a mentor that's there at Cook, and took that person's advice and enrolled with us. And she someday wants to be at the health center, a practice administrator. So, boy, those two stories, you know, plus she's received some other scholarships as well. But these are people that, you know, walk the hallways. We get to see them every day and, you know, are giving back to our community. So Josh and Jessica are just two great stories about our students.
We're talking with Jenny Vaughn, who's the chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Jenny, that there are so many of our students at Ivy Tech that have similar stories of things that they've overcome in order to be there, successes that they've achieved, and the part of coming there and not really believing that they could do this and then succeeding. That's what charges you, I'm sure.
That's exactly right. And it's everybody on campus that helps that student to feel confident in what they're doing and to guide them, to be a cheerleader behind them. It's all, you know, it's everybody. The person at the front desk who answers the phone or greets them when they walk in, you know, our advisors, our amazing faculty, all of the staff, you know, even our facilities team. You know, we look them in the eye, we say, you know, good luck, you can do this, when they're walking through the hallway, and that makes me the most proud about what we do at Ivy Tech.
Speak about that in an extension, because yesterday there's a table in the commons area, and faculty are walking around in caps and gowns, and you're encouraging students to commit to complete.
That's right. So Phi Theta Kappa is an honor society for the two-year college or community colleges, and this is an international initiative. It's called Commit to Complete Week. We have a honor society on our campus. The chapter is called Alpha Rho Sigma, and they have organized this entire week for people to sign a pledge. If there's an electronic pledge, there's a paper pledge. Students need to sign it. So that they can commit to their own education to complete their degree or certificate or whatever they're at Ivy Tech for. Their families can sign it, but also all of the employees, the faculty and the staff can sign it as well. And so all of this week out in our commons area in the Cook Pavilion, we have tables. And yesterday in particular, they had from noon to two, they had a graduation-themed block party. And so we encouraged faculty and staff to wear their caps and gowns. You know, unfortunately, I wasn't there. I was in Madison because we had our state trustee meeting. And but what I've heard, and I think you've shared with me too, Keith, that people were wearing their caps and gowns.
Right.
People are all over the place. So as of Tuesday morning, so that's just one day into the initiative, we had over 213 people pledge our commitment to help our students complete their degrees. So it was really, you know, I've heard it was fun. B97 was on campus. So it's really great. So that's what we're there for, to help students complete their education goals.
Now, I heard you have this Cook Institute thing coming up there, and I haven't got my ticket yet. Can I still get a ticket to that?
You're out of luck. We are sold out. We sold out that event quickly. We have just under 300 seats, and it was sold out. But our Cook Institute, our annual event for entrepreneurship, is on October 18th with Tony Moravec of Columbus, and it's a sold-out event. I can't thank our sponsors, are Cook Group, Curlo Wealth Management, JP Morgan Chase, and we've got event sponsors, First Financial Bank, my friend Cindy Canarney, again, German American Bank, and Old National Bank. So we're excited to have him on campus. He's a hoot. He's got a great story.
Looks like you'll have to build a bigger hall to fit all these people in. Sell more tickets.
Right. Now, you have one piece of exciting news about psychology at Ivy Tech?
Yes, so we have the state of Indiana has transfer single articulation pathway program, and it's a long word. We call it TSAP, and we have a new Associate of Science degree in psychology. So students taking that degree with us at Ivy Tech can transfer it to any four-year school in the state of Indiana. So we're very excited about that. We're launching it we can launch it now. So any student enrolled in any, it can change their degree to this psychology and move forward. So we're really excited about that. Lots of students interested in that program so that they can transfer to IU and get a degree pretty much, you know, anywhere in human resources or go on and get their master's degree and practice in psychology. And so we're very excited about being able to offer that to our students.
Can people still get free massages?
What?
Yes, they can. You know what? I don't I think it's on Fridays, every Friday throughout the semester in our massage therapy program. And, you know, that too gets sold out quickly because everybody wants to go. Have a massage.
Practice. That's what makes perfect.
That's right.
Hey, we'll let you go. We'll let you get out to Arizona, see the family. Congratulations on all the folks getting married. I hope everybody says I do. And I hope you say I do next Thursday when we get back with you.
All right, you got it. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. Have a great weekend.